Well, I just got word that Dave Sanchez is almost ready to enter the building. He's here, and we're going to get him in studio in just a moment. But I do want to remind you that Sounds of Santana, one of the reasons Dave is here, Sounds of Santana is going to be performing this Saturday, August 22nd, along with Eric Lambert and Char, frequent guests here on the show. So Sounds of Santana, Eric Lambert and Char, Saturday, August 22nd at the Bulldog Park Pavilion in Crown Town. It's a free show. We'll give you more details on that in just a bit. But right now, let's play a little Santana music to welcome Dave to the building. Dave Sanchez coming in the building right now. We'll have him in studio momentarily.
Oh,
No one to depend on. Carlos Santana, and one thing you can depend on, and that is the roads in Northwest Indiana are not very good. You can always count on being delayed no matter what route you take. I got stuck leaving last night. It took me an hour to get somewhere that normally takes 15 minutes. And today, coming in from Whiting, my guest for this hour, Dave Sanchez, experienced that itself. Right, Dave?
Yo, man, let me tell you something, Tom. The toll road was terrible. I mean, just coming from Whiting through East Chicago took us a half hour.
You know? Wow. And then you were on I-65, too.
And then 65 wasn't so bad as bad as the toll road was. You know?
Wow. That's crazy. Somebody needs to write a song about that. In fact, Jeff Daniels, the actor, actually wrote a song about I-80-94, about how horrible it is in the summer. I forgot about that. We had him on about 2 years ago, and he actually wrote a song about that. But you're here? And we're here to talk about Sounds of Santana, and we're going to talk about the big show, the really big show on Saturday at Bulldog Park. How long has Sounds of Santana been around? You've been around for many years. Sounds has had a few hiatuses here and there, but how long total have you been doing this?
I would say at least 45 years.
Wow.
40 to 45 years, I would say, that we've been together, you know, that I've been with a lot of the different other guys that I play with, my brother, Kike Mentera, you know, George Buck, which I have back playing with me again. I had a bunch of musicians, great musicians too, that performed me throughout these years, you know. My buddy Danny Gonzalez, we call him Peaches, was a great drummer. And Jesse Hernandez, that used to play with Timepiece.
Right.
Him and I started the band a long time ago at Danny's in Highland.
Highland. Yeah, I used to DJ out there. Yeah. Many years ago.
Yep, a long time ago. And we started the band then, you know. And
now, have you always been doing the Santana thing? You were doing stuff on your own before. You were in, like, classic rock kind of groups.
Yeah. We had a band called We're Next, and the Loop noticed us and helped us out a little bit before.
Were you on one of their albums, one of their, hometown albums?
No, we were starting to be on one of their albums, but my drummer passed away.
Okay.
So things kind of dissolved, you know.
So Sounds of Santana going about 40 years strong now, a little over that, and you're playing this Saturday, August 22nd. You'll be hitting the stage about 8:15, go until 10. Eric Lambert and Char opening up the show. Gates open at 6. That's Saturday at Bulldog Park. Beautiful facility. You played there last year. It's debut season. What was your take on that venue versus other places in the area?
You know what? I was telling my friend on the way over here, That's one of the best places I ever played. I really loved that park, you know, the Bulldog, or now they call it Franciscan.
Well, it's the Franciscan Pavilion at Bulldog Park.
Oh, okay. And
everybody names everything now, you know.
Yeah. Everybody wants to be a part of everything.
That's right.
But no, I love that place. It's really amazing. I mean, I love Highland, and I love all the other places that the band perform, but the Bulldog is really, I really have a great time.
It just goes on forever. And the sound, whether you're in front of the stage or all the way at the back of the pavilion, is crystal clear. Fortunately, we got Jerry Stickle out there in Sound Patrol, who does the sound for most of the shows there. And you guys together, what a team.
Oh, he does a great job for us. The last show in Highland was unbelievable. He recorded us, and it came out so clear. And it was just great. We couldn't believe that it was us. Mm-hmm. It was really great.
So how do you keep it fresh? 40 years of doing Carlos Santana's music, and I mean, he has a lot of music out there, so you can swap songs in and out, but he hasn't done a whole lot recently. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the Matchbox 20 team up with Rob was a big deal for him. He did a few things after that, but he's been kind of hibernating, I guess, lately.
Yeah, well, you know what? The new CDs that came out after that one are pretty good. I mean, you know, a lot of people keep asking me to play some of that music. And so right now we're working on that. But there's a lot of music that people keep asking us from the olden days that they're asking. You know, so, there's my phone. Sorry.
No problem.
Let me get rid of this. But we're working on a lot of the new music and a lot of the old music that we used to play that I'm not playing anymore with the new guys, but the new guys that I do have now, they're really talented, and I'm not putting nothing down on the other guys, but
right.
These guys are, we're really into it.
A lot of Carlos's songs are very long, so you're going to play about 90 minutes. How many songs can you fit in? I mean, Dance Sister Dance is 9 minutes alone.
I know.
Do you choose? How do you do your set list at night?
You know, I'm sitting there thinking how long it would be, and I put them all in a row, and I kind of add it up. And sometimes when we rehearse, we do it, and there's times that we cannot even play. Like, we didn't play Dance Sister Dance in Whiting, in Highland, and we just, there's songs that we just can't put in there, you know?
You have to have certain ones, though. You have to do Black Magic Woman. Right. You have to do certain things that people will, they'll storm the Bastille with torches and pitchforks if you don't.
Yeah, for sure.
You have to do that. Do you change the show out a lot? Like, so let's say those that came and saw you in Highland a couple of weeks ago, will you have a lot different show in Crown Point? Will you swap it out that much, or?
Yeah, we're going to have I'm going to make the list a little bit more exciting, which I'm not saying that the Highland show wasn't exciting, but I want to make this one a little bit more because it's in the evening.
Right.
And whenever you play in the evening under lights and stuff, it really gets you motivated and gets you going. And the guys that are playing with me now, these guys are really, you know, they're really good jammers. They know how to put on a show with me. And that's what I enjoy with these guys. They really know how to do it, you know.
What is your least favorite Santana song, and what is your favorite Santana song? That probably changes from time to time, but right now, a song that you play because the fans like it, but you may not enjoy it as much as some of the others. What's on the bottom of the list?
Wow, that one's kind of hard because I really love them all. The one song that the guys don't like playing too much, you know, and I hate to say it, but is Smooth.
Okay.
You know, I don't know why. I mean, it's a
and that's the one everyone wants.
Everybody wants
it. Because it's the big hit.
It's a big hit. Everybody wants it. Like, we got to play it, you guys. We got to play it, you know. And so we end up doing it. But the best one I like the most, I love playing Europa, you know.
Okay.
Because I learned that song when I was 17, 18 years old from my mom and my dad, you know. And now that my dad passed away, but my mom's still living, she just loves to see me play it for her.
Earth's Cry, Heaven's Smile. Wow. Yep. Yeah, Europa. What Europa. A great song. And you'll play that this weekend?
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Okay. You got your guitar with you. You want to play something?
You know, I can, you know, it's one of Carlos' favorites.
Okay.
You got to change your evil ways, baby. Before I stop loving you, you got to change now, baby. 'Cause every word that I say is true. You got me running and hiding all over town. You got me sneaking and peeping and running around. This can't go on. Lord knows you got to change now, baby. Little Santana for you.
Good stuff there. Good stuff. So what is your favorite then besides Europa? That has a personal connection because of your folks. As far as a lot of the more commercial songs, what are some that you look forward to during the course of a show? You're like, okay, I'm going to do this song now, but I can't wait to get to that one.
Black Magic Woman.
Okay.
I mean, I love playing that one because it really gets the crowd going. It gets me growing, you know, going with Gypsy Queen at the end, you know, and listening to all these guys solo, especially the conga player, you know, to hear him play, it just really.
Will you have the same guy you had in Highland?
Yes.
I can't remember his name.
His name is Sam Torres, Sammy Torres.
And I know he's a first responder of some kind.
He played with me a long time ago. He used to play with Rico.
Okay.
Santana Band out of Chicago.
I remember Rico.
And him and Joe Rendon, great percussionist guys. And now Sammy, I got Sammy playing with me now. But I still have the other guys also, Xavier Villarreal, you know. He'll still be coming out, you know.
Now he comes a long way to be with you.
He's in Indianapolis.
Okay.
And right now he had a sore shoulder, so we're letting him, you know, recuperate on it. And hopefully, you know, we'll get them back and everything also, you know.
Why do you think Santana's music has crossed over as it has? There are some great Hispanic bands out there, and so few have crossed over into the mainstream. You look at a band like Malo. I mean, brilliant band. Yeah, and yet there's a handful of Hispanic artists that really have made the mainstream. Santana has had hits in every decade since Woodstock. Why is he special? Why is his music touch hearts across the ethnic barriers?
I think it's because of Woodstock.
You think so?
Yeah, because back in those days, he was totally something. He was totally different back then, you know, and. You know, they played, you know, he started out with the Santana Blues Band, but then they started adding the percussion and everything to it. And I think since, you know, he was the first one to do that, and he's still the first one to do that. You know, even though there's other great bands, for some reason, you know, we just want to keep hearing him.
Right.
You know? And his sound on his guitar, it's a sound that you can always recognize, you know.
That's a good point. More so than his voice, it's his style of playing.
Yep.
You can always tell a Carlos solo, whether it's doing the blues stuff, the Havana blues kind of stuff, the Devadip stuff. I mean, no matter what he's playing, you can tell it's Carlos.
Yep.
It's his fingerprints again.
It's unbelievable. You know, I love it, you know, because when I hear a song from, when I hear a song, I can tell if that's Carlos Santana, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can tell.
What got you to pick up a guitar? And at what age did you pick up a guitar? You've been playing Santana music for 40 years. You were in bands before that. What prompted you to pursue this lifestyle?
My two older brothers play music. And they had a real good band back in the 60s and 70s. They were called the Realistics. And I used to watch them play. And I started playing drums, which really I'm a drummer. And
you'd never know that when you with the guitar in your hand.
And but I really wanted to play the guitar because my brother Al played the guitar, you know. And I just started practicing and practicing. I instead of me playing out during the week with my friends, I'd be in the basement practicing my guitar. The only time I would go out and play baseball or football is on Saturday or Sunday. But during the week, after I did my homework, I would be in the basement practicing my guitar. I just wanted to play it so bad. You know, I did a talent show when I was in third grade and won, you know. And
a school show?
Yeah.
Okay.
A school show. I did an old Beach Boys song.
Okay.
Called Long Tall Texan, and we were called the Texans, you know. And
were your brothers in that group with you?
No, it was just my cousin and a friend of mine named Gilbert Mendoza. And I don't know if you remember Jimmy Jacobs.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. He was, his band was like the host band. And they joined in with us because it was a real simple three-chord, you know, song.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, it sounded great, you know. And ever since then, I just wanted to keep playing.
You heard the roar of the audience for the first time?
Yeah. And I just wanted to keep playing, so I just kept practicing. I just couldn't stop. No matter how much I tried to stop, I couldn't stop, you know.
Now, who were your heroes? Obviously, Carlos Santana. But what other guitar players did you emulate, study, listen to, and try to replicate? When you were playing?
Jimmy Page was one of my favorites, you know, from Zeppelin, because we used to play a lot of rock. Of course, Jimi Hendrix, you know, everybody wanted to play like Jimmy. I like Ritchie Blackmore, you know, from Deep Purple.
I can hear Blackmore in your style.
You know, I grew up playing, you know, listening to all those guys and playing all those songs in high school, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Me and George Buck, really, and Joe Valdez, baby. You know, our bass player. We grew up together. Us three grew up together. We knew each other since junior high school.
Okay.
And we've been playing rock and rock and rock until I finally got the Santana band together. But, man, we were Uriah Heep fans, you know. You know, we did a lot of good rock and roll, you know. We were called Stonewood Fox back then.
I remember Stonewood Fox. No. Very much. There was posters on every telephone pole for you guys.
Yep.
Was Al Colossa in your band?
Yep.
I thought so.
Yep.
I remember, I would assume you were in the band, although I don't remember you specifically. Al had a house on 41st Street in Highland, and I lived down the street and grew up with his sister. We were in school together. And I remember Stonewood Fox was rehearsing in his garage. And we all sat, all those little kids sat in the driveway and would listen and watch. And to us, Stonewood Fox was like gods. They were rock stars because we saw their posters on the telephone poles. We heard about them. And here they were in our own neighborhood rehearsing. It was a big deal.
Yeah.
So you must have been there.
Well, you know what? I was I was in the band for a long time. Me, George, and Baby started the band.
Mm-hmm.
And then I moved on and went to Free Verse. I don't know if you remember that band, Free Verse.
Yes, I do.
And I ended up playing with them. I switched over because those guys were playing all over the place. They had won the Battle of the Bands of Northwest Indiana and Chicago. And
mm-hmm.
And they were already making records and stuff. So I went to
a greener pasture.
A little bit.
A little bit.
I mean, because I still miss my friends. You know,
right.
Boys, but those guys were, we were just in high school. Still in high school, so.
Wow.
You know.
So this show is on Saturday at Bulldog Park. Again, it's right off the square. A lot of people keep emailing and texting me and saying, well, where is this place? We see the videos popping up. It's literally behind the courthouse, right by the high school. Right, yep. By the old high school there. You can't miss it. It's huge. The car shows are there now. There's a big, I think City Hall has now moved into that building. I think the mayor's got his office there. Giant stage pavilion, well-designed. The throw from the stage. You can be playing on that stage, and you can literally hear it clean and clear all the way back at the end of the pavilion, which is like a football field in length. I mean, it's quite long.
I love that place.
AstroTurf.
Yep.
You can sit on the AstroTurf. And there's concrete, and there's food. There is a cash bar for the concert. So this Saturday, there will be a cash bar. There will be food served. Bring blankets. Bring lawn chairs. The one thing I do need to stress, and this is really important, so perk up your ears and pay attention, you must wear your mask to come in and out of the park. You must wear your mask when you're ordering cocktails or food. And it's just smart. Look at all the different shows that have canceled all throughout the country and the world. We're able to do these shows because the crowd, the audiences, like at your last show in Highland, it makes sense. If you socially distance and you wear your mask when you're around people closely, the music can continue. You stop doing that, and then we have to stop playing. So if you love music, follow the rules. It's not that hard. It really isn't. Common sense.
Yep, not hard at all.
And I mean, we're kind of wearing masks. Mine keeps falling down, but you're wearing yours even to perform here. Yeah. But and the thing is, it's nice with Jerry, the sound man. He's got those little like rain bonnets that go on the microphone, mm-hmm. So that keeps all the singers safe. Even if you were to go over and jump on someone else's mic, you're protected, and everything's sterilized and clean. And we just want you to have fun. And same thing, if you're dancing, and I know your crowd dances all the time, just socially distance on the dance floor. There's plenty of room there to dance. Dance in the lawn, dance on the concrete, dance anywhere you want. But just keep apart from the people that you're not with.
Mm-hmm.
Husbands and wives, they dance close because, hey, they drive together and do other things together. So, all right. Again, that is Saturday at Bulldog Park, Saturday, August 22nd. Now, if you've been coming to the car shows there, those are early. Those start at 4. This one does not start until 6. Gates open at 6 on Saturday. Eric Lambert and Char take the stage about 6:30. Sounds of Santana somewhere around 8:15. And we're just going to have music throughout the day, throughout the evening, rather, under the stars. I understand the weather is supposed to be warm and clear. So that's what I'm hearing. And we'll blame Jose if it changes because he reads the weather. So, okay, let's do something else. What do you want to play? Let's play me something else on that guitar.
Oh, I don't know, Tom. I'm not really the singer.
Well, even if you want to do some instrumental stuff, give me a little instrumental. Thank you. Excellent. Dave Sanchez, Sounds of Santana, performing live here at Lakeshore Public Radio. And COVID is in season right now, unfortunately, but that doesn't mean the music has to stop. Socially distance, bring your mask, and come out Saturday, August 22nd. Bulldog Park at the St. Franciscan, I believe it is, Pavilion. They keep changing names on me. Yeah. It'll be a good show. And you have a huge following. Every time we do a show, whether it was at Lake County Fair or Highland or wherever, you have a loyal, huge following. What do you attest that to?
I guess being nice to people, you know, because I speak to everybody, you know.
That's my problem. I'm not nice to anybody. No wonder nobody likes me.
I speak to everybody, and plus I take my show to them, you know. Mm-hmm. I like to not just stay on stage, but, you know, go up to people, because people really enjoy the leads and the sound of the music of Carlos Santana. And if I can show them how I feel playing it, and if they can feel it, then I'm pretty sure they would be happy, like I'm feeling, you know. Mm-hmm. So that's what I do. I use my wireless system on my guitar to walk around and smile at people and thank them at the end of the show for coming out and listening to the music of Carlos Santana, because that's what it's all about, Carlos Santana. You know, it's not really me or the group. It's the music of Carlos, you know.
That's something right there that you just said that, and I don't know if you really even realize it, but I work with a lot of different bands. And when you're talking about tribute artists, which is what Sounds of Santana is, the humility sometimes doesn't factor in. A lot of the people out there that are doing a certain artist start thinking they are that artist. And there's that attitude, that ego. And sometimes you got to say, hey, you're a good player, but you're not that guy.
Right.
And with you, the humility comes out when you're playing, and the joy and the passion of the music comes out. You are smiling while you're playing, even if your eyes are closed and you're getting into it, you're smiling. You're playing for yourself as much as you're playing for the people. It's not a job. At least that's my interpretation of watching Sounds of Santana perform.
Well, you know that's what Carlos had said one time. I heard on an interview that don't play like me. Even though you like the music, don't play like me. Play what you feel.
Mm-hmm.
Play how the music makes you feel, you know, and so that's what I do, you know.
So you don't try to do note per note. You interpret it through Dave Sanchez's views.
Correct. That's exactly okay. What I do. I don't play note by note. Like there's other guitar players that play just like it, and they sound great.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get me wrong. Like the guitar player from Rico, he's a great guitarist and sounds fantastic. You know, it blows me away. But I'm a little bit more... I'm a little bit more myself, you know. I don't want to, you know, it's already a Carlos Santana.
Right.
You know? So, you know, Carlos said, be yourself. So that's what I'm going to be. You know, if you want to play a little bit like me, then go ahead and play a little bit like me. But be yourself. Do what you feel. You know, go ahead and use the music and do what you feel. And that's what I do.
His style of music, because it is very jam-based, allows for that freedom. Is the rest of the band feel that way? I mean, does the conga player kind of take off a little bit and the drummer take off a little bit and when you got brass or whatever? I mean, does everybody have that freedom to kind of do their own thing while you're playing it and then reel it all back into the end when you need to?
Yeah, that's the thing about the Sounds of Santana. We don't, you know, we do it, we jam.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, we do the music like the music, but these guys like to jam.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, go for it. Because I want everybody to show off their talent, you know. I don't mean show off, but I want them to show their talent.
Spotlight
also.
It.
Yeah, I want everybody to be a star, but I want everybody to, you know, be noticed.
You mentioned George Buck. George has been part of the scene forever. I remember, I don't know if he's still teaching, but he was teaching college level, I believe. But he grew up in Highland, not far from me, and I remember seeing him in bands over the years, and I met him, I think, through Rick Rock and all these different people. George is back. He had left for a while. Is he back permanently now? Is he going to be part of Sounds of Santana again, coming full circle?
I'm not sure, but I hope he does, because, you know, Joe on keyboards and Baby on the bass and George on the drums. It's unbelievable. These guys really mm-hmm. got it down, you know.
Well, Baby and George together are dynamic. Mm-hmm. I mean, what a great rhythm section when they're together.
Yeah, for sure, because we've been playing since, like I said, since junior high. You know, we've been doing the rock thing, Jeff Beck, all kind of stuff. You know, we were doing it all back in the day. You know.
Wow. How do people follow you? Where is there a website, a Facebook page? Where is Sons of Santana available to the public in general?
Well, right now I'm starting a new Facebook stage for the Sons of Santana, but normally they just call me up.
Okay.
They'll call me up on the phone, or they'll Facebook me, and I'll just let them know that.
There's a lot of Dave Sanchez's out there, just to let you know.
Oh, yeah.
A couple times I've tried to reach out, like, oh, wrong guy, okay.
Yep.
So there will be a Sounds of Santana Facebook page soon, and that Sounds with a Z.
Right, with a Z.
So kind of keeps it a little bit different there. Now, have you ever played with Eric Lambert?
No, but...
he's been around about as long as you.
I love Eric Lambert. I've seen him play plenty of times, and every time I see him, totally blows me away. You know, I just love to watch him play.
I would love to see the two of you play. He's a flat picker, and to have you guys go up and do something would be ideal. I'm not going to put you on the spot, but, you know, call about the encore. Let's get the two guys in there. No, I won't do that, but I think that would be brilliant to see the two of you.
I would love to.
Sit together, especially since you both know how to jam.
Mm-hmm. I would love to.
He'll be there at 6:30 starting, so hopefully you'll be there to sound check, so you'll be there to see him.
I'll be there early, yep.
Wow. What don't people know about Sounds of Santana or Dave Sanchez that you would like them to know?
Oh, shoot. I don't know. I think everybody knows everything about me. All I know is that I'm very passionate with my music. I love Santana, you know. I just love to play it, you know. And I love to play all the other blues and rock stuff too. Mm-hmm. But
do you do that outside? Yeah. Do you still have an outside band?
Yeah. Me and Baby, and we'll get a drummer, and we'll do our blues thing, our rock thing.
What's it called?
Sometimes we'll call it Sounds, or sometimes we just go up there and play.
It's not a Santana band. It's all the other stuff you enjoy.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
You know.
Give me an example of two songs that you might play in that group.
I like doing some U2.
Okay. No, I never would have guessed that.
Yeah. I love you too. I love Steve Miller. You know?
Okay. I could see that.
You know, we do all kind of crazy stuff, you know.
I would like to see that. You need to start sending me your schedule so I can put it in my times column, because I bet a lot of people. I didn't know you did that.
Oh, yeah. You know, we even go back to Taking Care of Business, you know.
Wow.
You know, we do a lot of the old rock stuff.
We need to get the Facebook page up there, and then you can have a little subsection for your side stuff. All right, Dave, thank you for joining us. Sorry you had to go through so much to get here.
Oh, no, I appreciate you having me here, Tom. I really, really do. And just want to say hi to everybody. And once again, thank you, Tom, for having us here.
You're very welcome. I enjoy working with you and the guys. And we'll see you Saturday, August 22nd, Bulldog Park, right off the square in downtown Crowntown. Gates open at 6. There will be a cash bar, because everybody always asks that. Make sure you bring your ID. Make sure you bring your mask. They will not serve you food or alcohol or anything. If you don't wear your mask when you come up to the counter, make sure you wear it in and out. And while you're there, as much as you want to just rush the stage to see all this, Dave will come out to the crowd for you. So just socially distance so that we can continue doing all this great music. Thanks to the mayor and the Parks Department in Crowntown for allowing this to happen when so many others are canceling. Keep it safe, and we'll keep rocking. And on that note, I just want to extend an open invitation to you and you and you and you to join us on Saturday. Emotions.
like ships.